What's your primary question when you're investigating a report of a UFO?
Well, now you're speaking now of reports of physical unidentified craft in the sky. Are you?
Well, or whatever. I'm not sure whether what the difference is between an interdimensional sighting or an interdimensional phenomenon and a sky sighting.
Well, some researchers like Bud Hopkins and David Jacobs lump them all together.
Right.
That abductions and the things seen in the sky that are just chased by jet pilots, et cetera, are all one phenomenon.
Right.
I hypothesize that they are two separate phenomena, and that the so-called abductions of human beings, where they are harassed by these mischievous creatures, is not they are not perpetrated by physical beings from physical UFOs, the kind that fly around the sky.
Then what are the kind that fly around the sky? What do they do if they aren't abducting, or if they what is their, in your hypothesis, what is their business here, and how do we interface with them?
My hypothesis regarding physical UFOs is less tentative than the hypothesis regarding the abductions. I do have a rather firm confidence that these UFOs that fly around the sky are caught on radar, chased by jet pilots, occasionally photographed by reliable witnesses, are actually a physical craft, probably from extraterrestrial sources, and that they have probably been surveying the Earth perhaps since the beginning, I don't know, but certainly for centuries. But since about 1945, they have escalated their surveillance of the Earth, because in 1945, mankind entered the atomic age, and it is possible that these extraterrestrials, if they do exist, which I believe they do, are wondering if we're going to blow up our planet and perhaps damage this part of the galaxy that we live in.
You mentioned Bud Hopkins, and I'm a fan of his research, mostly because I, not from a scientific standpoint, but I just find he's a very clever writer, and he really tells these stories beautifully. But in Missing Time, in Missing Time, or the Copley Woods book, or some of the other things that he has written, the people who have these abduction experiences do talk about a physical craft. I mean, they relate to thing, you know, coming around a corner in the middle of the night on an abandoned road or other things like that, and that the first thing they see is something that is a bright light that appears to be a physical craft. And then they go into the sort of Missing Time experiences that he helps, that Bud helps to unpack through hypnosis. So your hypothesis is that while they think that they're seeing a physical craft, that that's just part of the interdimensional mental illusion?
Well, it's not really an illusion, you see. The so-called abductions by this interdimensional form of creation, they actually take place, but in an altered state of being, you see, in an altered state, which is quite not yet identified by psychologists in the UFO research field. The huge majority of so-called abductions take place while the people are in their homes asleep.
Right.
And, of course, that is an altered state sleep. But when the phenomenon contacts them with the idea of perpetrating what is perceived as an abduction, then the altered state deepens into this other type of altered state, which is quite which is not yet identified. But as far as the road abductions are concerned, when a person is driving along a lonely road at night, perhaps with no lights at all, he or she can enter into an altered state called road hypnosis. And it is possible that when they enter into this slight altered state called road hypnosis, that the phenomenon, which can enter temporarily into our physical space-time, can have them perceive a bright light. And then as the altered state is deepened, they perceive that the bright light is indeed a physical craft. It's all part of the altered state scenario.
Right. I guess that's why I used the word illusion, but that does sound too pejorative, perhaps, to use under those terms. I didn't mean it in that sense that they were making it up, but just that it has an appearance different than what it might actually be.
Yes, because of the altered state.